What I did not know was that Andre Debuse was a disabled man, permanently wheelchair-bound. In an essay in Broken Vessels, he explains, "I do not remember leaving the ground my two legs stood on for the last instant in my life, then moving through the air, over the car's hood and windshield and roof, and falling on its trunk. I remember lying on my back and asking someone, 'What happened?' What happened was this. He was driving home on the four-lane Route 93 around 1 in the morning when he slowed to investigate an accident in the road ahead. While helping the victims, Debuse himself was mown down by another vehicle who failed to spot the accident as he had. That night, he saved a young woman's life by pushing her off the highway, but in doing so, he took the impact of the oncoming car, losing a leg in the process. Later, he wrote, 'I am forever a cripple, but I'm still alive, and I'm a father and a husband, and in 1987, I am sitting in the sunlight of June and writing this.' Eventually, we found a gap in his schedule, and Andre Debuse agreed to come and read in Waterstones. When his carer wheeled him onto the stage, the audience stood, as if to welcome a hero. He read deliberately, in a voice that bore the traces of constant physical stress, and waited for the audience Q&A. Some routine softballs were fielded, and then he motioned to a man who had been gesticulating for some time. Finally, the guy got his moment and began, 'Andre, I don't have a question, but I wanted to say that when my wife was ill last year, I read her some stories of yours, and it meant a lot to her. You were among her favourite writers, and I really think it lightened her load. Thank you.' At this point, the gentleman rose, gestured wanly in Andre's direction, and left the shop, visibly trembling. The silence was deafening. It was as if the audience suddenly realised that literature was nothing alongside death and suffering. And yet, the opposite was also true, because the stories had comforted a sick woman in the shadow of the Valley of Death. He declined to take any more questions that night, signed some books, and left, looking almost as shaken as the man who had left earlier. Debuse himself died 8 years later. An ex-Marine, he was by all accounts charming, teak-tough, and sometimes difficult. A man who wrestled his demons in the arena of art, who forged, yes, in the smithy of his soul, a body of work which deserves never to be forgotten. If you enjoy fine writing that walks forever on the wild side, you must read Henri Debuse.